Two games of playoff hoops on a Wednesday night. Timberwolves clinch the series. Rockets stay alive. We're going to get into it all here. My name is Shlomo Stark.
It's Levy Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less.
Levy.
Honestly, pretty crazy.
It is wild. I think even though he didn't play well today, I think this is going to go down for like an Anthony Edwards legacy as like one of his legendary moments. To beat this Lakers team in five at his age is the clear best player on the team is a tremendous accomplishment. And I want to just first give him mad props, even though he didn't play well tonight. I just think big picture is more important right now than like this actual game. It is insane that the Timberwolves beat the Lakers in five.
Part of it that's pretty crazy is the five. Like, I feel like if it was six, would it be as crazy as this?
The Lakers only had one win with LeBron James and Luka Doncic.
I'll tell you what, though. I do think that there's a little bit about the media, like, gassing up the Lakers. Like, if I'm really thinking about it, I know it's like hindsight is 2020, but realistically speaking, like, listen, LeBron and Luka, yeah, of course. Like, you know? But all of a sudden talking about is Austin Reeves the best third option and all this stuff, like, people are like, I have a hard time not seeing the Lakers making the finals if they're playing like this, like, you know, when they're going closer to the playoffs before LeBron got injured. Yeah, but at the same time, like, they were lacking a lot of alternative support. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, so I hear you. I'm going to counter and go the other way. I think this Timberwolves team is just underrated. I think it's more of like, I think this Lakers team is great, and I think they would beat the Warriors and the Rockets. I think they'd beat the Nuggets, and I think they'd have a great series against the Clippers. And I just think that Anthony Edwards is so good. And when you have Randall and Gobert playing like they played tonight, you don't even need Anthony Edwards to be good. And they're very deep, right? Like, McDaniels got fouled out at the end. It didn't even matter. They're a very, very deep team. And, like, just, I think that we just kind of looked at them as like, eh. And I would say more the other way of that maybe the media did hype up LeBron and Luka, but I think it's rightful that they hyped them up because they're the two biggest stars. But I think there was a lack of hype for Minnesota just because it's not sexy to say Minnesota's awesome because they're in Minnesota. And I think that they're unbelievable. I want to talk about Gobert. He was so good today. Were you watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're taping this right after the game, like literally seconds after. Gobert finished with a 27 and 24, 12 of 15 shooting.
Cool.
23 points, 8 of 16 shooting. And it felt better, his shooting percentage. Like, it felt like anytime he wanted, he could just score. He would just do bully ball. It was really cool. He would do the same thing every time. He would post, contact, 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 fade. It was so cool. The Lakers, it kind of just felt like LeBron, Luka, Rui, Austin, we're just going to chuck it up. And, like, because we're very good, it'll go in a lot. But this was the first time in the series, and maybe it took me too long because the series ended 4-1. Where I'm just like, and this is what I was mentioning to you in my counterpoint, is this Timberwolves team is excellent. And I think that they're better than both the Rockets and Warriors.
Yeah. I think if it was the Rockets, everyone would end up getting injured. Like, because both of them like to just like kind of run into the wall. It's a very underrated team. I think like it's funny because actually you kind of see it like on the Knicks end, like what are they a little bit missing? Like, oh, like a go-to post score. Like if Carl Anthony Towns could a little bit take on at some points the mentality that Julius Randle is attacking this series with, I feel like it could really benefit them. Like I think Julius Randle is benefited from not playing under Tom Thibodeau, if I'm being honest with you. Like, it allows him time to heal a little bit. And this Timberwolves team is, like, it's going to be interesting to watch the rest of the playoffs. It's crazy because I think that this then makes them kind of a lock to get to the Western Conference Finals again.
Yeah. That's a good take. I don't know about a lock, but definitely because I've just seen I'm too scared to lock anything the way these things, the way this place has gone. But definitely favored. So this was the Rockets game we've kind of been waiting for. The recipe for the Rockets is you need to just beat them by a lot. Because if it's bucket to bucket, the Warriors are winning. And the Rockets did exactly that. By the third quarter, Kerr had just put his entire bench in. Rockets outscored the Warriors in the first quarter, 40-24. Second quarter, 36-25. And midway through the third, Kerr just like threw in the towel and put his bench in. Udoka followed suit 5 minutes later. Then Warriors bench made a bit of a run and they made it the score 109-2. And then the Udoka put all his starters back in. He's like, we are not losing this game. And then there was some fighting at the end with the bench players and their starters, Dylan Brooks, whatever it is. But Rockets get a nice win. Don't think this really matters so much. I think that this is like expected. And Warriors will probably win at home next game. I think Warriors in six was a very normal and expected outcome.
Yeah, I think I was thinking about it today is that having as many 3-1 series as we've had, like, then in turn statistically, right, however unlikely it is that a team is going to come back 3-1, down 3-1, mm-hmm. these are the highest chances that we have for a team to come back 3-1 because there's just so many series that have been 3-1 this year. Yeah, it, like you said, like they just came out of the gates moving the Rockets, and the Warriors, they just don't have pace to keep up with that. And I don't think that they can repeat this game next game. If the Rockets game goes so many more games and the Timberwolves now have time to rest to then go against the Warriors, I just don't think it's going to be even a close series. I don't think like Warriors Timberwolves. I think that the Timberwolves have more on both sides of the ball.
It's a very similar series to the Lakers one, which is like, it's the Timberwolves against like a bunch of seasoned vets.
Yes, except I think the key factor is Luka. Like, you were expecting Luka to come out of the block with a little bit more. And it didn't happen.
I don't know. Like, I think he averaged like 35. Like, I'm not sure what the guy could have done. Like,
it just didn't feel like he took control of games, though. Like, I understand that he got the points. Like, he got the numbers.
Like, this was the stats for the postseason. 30.8 points, 42 minutes, 7.7 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 0.75 blocks.
None of them felt like Dallas, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, none of them felt like Luka when Luka did.
Because he wasn't alone.
But he wasn't alone last year.
Yeah, he was.
And we had Kyrie. Listen, despite your opinions on effect, I hear it, but I don't know. I didn't feel his presence as much. I don't know.
I also didn't feel it as much, but I think that's because he had LeBron. I don't think it's because of a lack of, I'm not sure there was more he could have done, is what I'm saying. I agree with you about the lack of presence, but I don't know what more you wanted from him.
He didn't feel like the unstoppable scorer that we know him to be, honestly. There are points at which you feel like Luka, like...
That's got to be the eye test, because the stats would say, like, he would be one of the greatest.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the numbers are there. The numbers are there. I just think that it was a very different vibe. I just think it was, like, a little bit off, that's all.
Here you go. Okay, predictions. We got Knicks Pistons. I have the Knicks. They better win this in Detroit. I'm not in the mood of a Game 7. I assume you have the Knicks, too?
Yeah, I'm going to have the Knicks. They got to win.
If they don't win tomorrow, you're going to be seeing a very angry Shlomo. I'll tell you that. Maybe we should root for the Pistons to win just for the content of this pod. Because if something were to go viral, if we were to get canceled, it's going to be if the Knicks lose game 6. Anyway, it's annoying. Like, we need rest.
I think it is closer than one would think, though. Like, in regards to who's going to win the next game.
Every single game has come down to the last 20 seconds, and I have no reason to think this will not come down to the last 20 seconds.
No, I think it will, but I'm saying, like, I just think that the Pistons now have, like, the wind at their back. They're like, oh, we're going to go, like, you guys, all Canada's out. We were down 3-1, now we're 3-2. Like, it really could win the series, and I feel like, it gives them hope, which is not what you want to have. So I think in regards to this game, like, it really, I think it is 50-50, unfortunately.
The line would agree with you. Pistons are favored by 1.5, and Clippers, Denver. Denver up 3-2. This is in Los Angeles. I'm going to say Clippers because this is just a destined game seven.
I think it's Nuggets. I think I'm closing out the series this game.
Maybe.
Watching them, you know what's funny? That actually, Goldsberry, I was listening to the podcast from 2 days ago, or I guess last night. He said exactly what I said on the podcast yesterday. Like, he, like, literally, like, almost point for point, it was, like, the same notes. And I was like, oh, well, okay. Yeah, it's, I just think that the Clippers, like, realistically speaking, like, their stars are old. And it's been a long series. And James Harden, you know, very infamously falls apart in the playoffs. Kawhi Leonard doesn't really keep it together for more than a couple games in a row. Like, I think it's very possible that the Nuggets win this out.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. All right, that was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting, producing, and for being as good at basketball analysis as Kurt Goldsberry. And I want to thank you for listening.